Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey guys, good morning.
Hello.
It's hump
good
day.
Morning.
Yeah.
Hi, Vinny.
The best hump
hey,
day
how are
of
you?
Them all.
Because it's a very special day today.
Yes.
We have a lot of Scorpios in our little morning show world. A lot of them.
An angel was born today.
Angel was born today.
Oh, happy birthday to Hume.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to you guys for remembering. It's beautiful. And thanks to you, Zach.
How could we ever forget?
Yeah, you would never let anybody forget. It's not possible.
Thanks to you, Zach, for putting up these cool posters everywhere in the elevators and stuff.
Yep, she made happy birthday Hooman posters.
I must confess, I delegated that.
To whom?
Well, we don't have a color printer.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't have any interns. Yeah. We don't have a color printer up here, so I had... Michelle, our promotions gal, I had her go downstairs and use the printer in sales.
Ah.
And so I told her, and she was here yesterday. We were waiting for Hooman to leave.
Usually, you don't have to wait.
Well, the thing is, though, he scoots out, but then he comes back.
Oh.
So he can be here till 5 o'clock in the afternoon
that is
sometimes.
True. But, it's a second home here.
So we're waiting for him to leave, and then I'm all, okay, put the posters up everywhere. So thanks to Michelle.
Thanks,
for helping out with that.
Would have been kind of funny if you'd just done it in black and white. All a big bunch of balloons. Grayscale.
Let me ask you a question, Yuzi.
Yes, see.
Have you ever put posters everywhere in your house for Johnny V's birthday?
No.
Uh-huh.
That would ruin his birthday. What's all this crap hanging on the wall
Take
for?
Take that down. No, I, you know, Hooman... loves his birthday and he celebrates it so much.
Yes.
So, you know, I got him little flowers and a little balloon.
Yeah, that's very pretty. Yeah. It's funny because Yuzi's been talking about his birthday for quite a while.
Yeah.
And I think because it's such a thing, like, and you don't want to let him down because he clearly loves it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you throw a party for yourself every year. I love that you do that. Because if you want to have a party, why wouldn't you just throw yourself
And you want to do it the way you want
right.
to do it. You want to do it right. Yeah. So that, and then we, you see the pink tables out there?
I did.
Yeah.
Is that for the Whole Foods Market visit? I was going to say the Thanksgiving dinner arranged for you for your birthday.
I actually did arrange for him. I specifically told them that they cannot come in until it was Hooman's birthday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wednesday's the day.
Yeah. So we're getting the big...
We're having a
turkey
dinner
for your
birthday.
For you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Well, I feel like we can combine today with Sarah's because it's just, you know, 4 days away.
You know what? No need.
Okay.
I, honest to God, don't need a damn thing.
Don't worry. We have a huge plan for Friday.
Oh, you do?
No.
I haven't told you yet.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Because no one, you don't have to talk about my birthday a month out.
No, I think I'm just getting bagels for your birthday.
Oh, my God. I'd love some bagels. That sounds perfect.
Yeah. And I heard Vinny's going to play a song.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was the rumor.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That rumor.
Oh, boy.
No,
oh, boy. Oh,
you know
boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
I need to stop that rumor. That, Vinny hasn't been able to pick up his guitar.
Oh, Vinny.
I don't know what to tell you.
I've been talking to you about that for weeks now.
Get him.
I don't buy that.
So, yeah, I haven't been able to play. I actually, I will play a song with you soon. What do you want to play?
Anything.
What?
Zeppelin tune.
A Zeppelin tune?
Sure, anything that you learn,
something,
though.
Yeah, something that you already know. She could learn anything, or she already knows anything, but
well, I know
something that you know, Vinny.
Here's the thing. I know certain licks of a song where I'm like, all right, I could do this piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know the parts as they go, but to actually do the whole song, I'd have to practice it and know the counts
well,
and know where they go.
Well, then just play a piece. Even a piece
Even
is
a
good.
Little piece would be fun. But if you just want to do like a freeform blues jam, I'm always down, Finn.
A freeform blues jam.
Did it. I'm in. I'm totally. I would then, love. It's like my dream to jam with you.
Wait, yeah. And then you're just gonna riff?
I'll sing songs with Bob Vinny.
Oh my God!
All his friends.
That's not happening. You know what I did yesterday? So, I got done here and had to go do Toyota for an hour.
Another oil change?
Boy,
it's once a month.
Dang. Well,
I have
does
to go
drive
there every month. When I got done with that, I put on Diver Down.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're into that album, but.
Which are the songs on that?
Well, one of them is that blues jam. It's called Fool's Bug. It's like Full Bug? I don't know. But it's Little Guitars.
Uh-huh.
You know that one?
I do.
I don't know.
I know.
I just
funny.
Played it.
You have to pull up. You have to actually look for the cover
I
of
just
the
listened
album
to it all
iTunes.
Day. It's so good. I just listened to it so loud and went surfing, and then I went for a run, and I got all this exercise. I had the best day yesterday, even though it started out with an oil change at the Toyota Care Center.
Well, you took care of business first. That's awesome.
Van Halen.
Hold on. I'm looking for D for Diver Down.
Oh, that's how you'd find it?
Yeah.
Here it is. It's Where Have All the Good Times Gone,
yeah.
Hang 'em High, Cathedral, Dancing in the Streets, Little Guitar, Full Bug. So good. I just jammed it full blast.
Let's do that.
What?
Full Bug. That's just a simple thing.
Oh, I can't.
Let's do that.
Really?
I mean, you don't have to do the solos
Van Halen,
or anything.
Huh?
Yeah. It's just a simple blues, like a 1-4-5, isn't it? Oh.
You started something.
What the heck was that?
Looking at each other like, what?
I thought time froze for
Spoiler
a second.
Spoiler alert. We're going to be playing Rachel Platten, Stand
I
By You
in
a few minutes.
And I'm like,
I don't know how that started.
Did I start two things here? What's
no, I was like, what is going on?
Anyway.
But, yeah.
It's great. It's a great album. It was such a great, like,
studio ghost.
Right?
Way to spend an afternoon. I got home and had dinner with the fam. It was such a nice day.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You should put your guitar in your car so the next time you have to spend an hour at Toyota, you just sit outside.
Oh, good
be
idea.
One of those dudes who plays guitar.
I don't have an acoustic
street.
Guitar.
Oh, you should have one.
No.
You can take it with you everywhere you go.
Did you watch Maury Povich again?
No.
Oh, yeah. What did
you watch
thing?
On TV?
No. You know what I did? I went and, because I knew I was going to go surfing, I went and got rice and beans from this health food place I go to.
Uh-huh.
And I sat outside with these two cups of rice, brown rice, and beans, and did one spoon of each.
Oh.
You know, because I couldn't.
They weren't combined?
No, they were separate. And so I just sat there like a little dork.
With your two cups.
Sorry, not Indian style.
Crisscross applesauce.
Then just ate my lunch
while I waited.
We gotta
bring back Indian style.
I don't think
we
do.
Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just let it go.
Listen, we are. It's. The commies are taking over. You just can't say stuff.
No.
You can't say that.
Anyway, so no, I didn't watch any TV yesterday.
Oh.
I sat outside because I didn't think it was right to be in the Toyota Care waiting room eating my rice and beans.
Why?
I don't know. It's
people
smelly.
Might want a bite.
Yeah.
That looks really good. Can
yeah,
have some?
I am not sharing, so that's, right. You know, there's that.
Bring
so.
It up for everyone. If you're gonna do it.
So.
Plus it was maybe our last glimpse at the sun for until Friday yesterday.
Oh, was it raining?
Well, it was raining at my house this morning, and then we're supposed to get a storm over the next 48 hours.
Yeah.
Up to 4 feet of snow in Tahoe.
Johnny just posted a picture of there was already snow yesterday too.
Oh.
So it looks like we're the season's really gonna get going now.
Mm.
And that's really good.
It's gonna start raining at 5 PM tonight.
Oh, is that what it says for
so
the city?
Today might be a halfway decent day? Because I got some painting to do, man.
Well, they were saying up to 4 inches in the North Bay and then 3 inches in Santa Cruz.
It's going to rain all day tomorrow.
That's many inches of rain.
Yeah, I've heard differing reports, but the one of the reports on my desk as I got in this morning was another one of those, what do they call those? The Pineapple Express.
Yeah, why do they call it that? I didn't quite get that.
It's just a torrential, the atmospheric river. It's a combination of things that take place that just bring in this storm straight to us. And they're great. That's what saved us last year. Mm-hmm. That's what brought us all that rain that got us out of drought.
And got us all that snow.
They were talking about sinkholes that they're kind of worried. And plus
up north, because of the fires, they're mm-hmm. talking about sinkholes big time.
Well, there's nothing holding any of the stuff in place anymore, you know?
Right.
It's, I'm always a little scared when the big storms come because my house is like 9 feet above sea level. You must be pretty close to sea level, too.
I couldn't even tell you. I wish I knew, but I don't.
Well, you've never had anything even close to a flood, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Your streets don't flood.
No,
you must have great
I do know when we first bought the house, we weren't even moved in yet. There was some flooding in Redwood Shores, and we thought, oh, no! Oh. but it was because of some malfunction. Yeah, something.
That's one of the neat things about that area, though, is there's a lot of waterways.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's cool.
I love it.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just actually thinking, like, last year, so you had no flooding, no worries last year. That's great.
No,
because I'm telling you, we even get a high tide, my street will flood.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
wet
really,
down there.
It is wet down there, Vinny.
Hey, sorry, I totally sidetracked us from Hooman. So, Hooman, back to you.
Yeah, back to Hooman.
Nothing.
It's today's your birthday. Hold on. It's your birthday. So, after you have a big Thanksgiving dinner prepared by Whole Foods Market.
Yeah.
And we celebrate you
by eating the turkey that they bring.
Every few minutes, we remind ourselves to say happy birthday to you yet again.
Yes.
Then, when you leave here, what will happen? Will it be a 2.5-hour massage? Will you splurge for the half day?
So I'm gonna go. I have a trainer. I'm gonna go train for a little bit right after this.
Oh, what you're gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
That?
And then I'm gonna.
You should cancel that. Yeah, you shouldn't work out on your birthday. Come on, you torture yourself on your birthday.
And then I have a massage for an hour, but I'll see if I can bump it up to an hour and a half.
That's more like it, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And then I was going to go buy the champagne for my party and drop it off at the venue.
Oh.
So the first 100 people that walk in will get a glass of champagne.
Oh, where's the venue? I'll be one of the first 100 people.
It's right down the street. It's actually a really cool bar called Aventine. And it's right next to the Transamerica Pyramid.
Is it walkable from here in case I can just park here?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
I'll probably Uber,
it's like
though.
4 blocks from here, if that. Maybe 3.5. Super
close. I can't wait to celebrate your birthday with you Saturday night.
It's going
to
be super fun. And then tonight, yes, it's going into the evening. I'm going to go to Lucasfilm for something. I'm not exactly sure what it's for, but it's some charity thing. I told them I'd swing by. But then I am seeing
Rachel?
With Brynn, the disaster artist.
Oh, my God, I'm so
Anyone
jealous.
Anyone who's missing this is really missing out. Don't be jealous. I'm talking to one person in particular.
Who?
You, Sarah.
Oh.
What's the disaster artist? What is this?
So that movie, The Room... That came out, I don't know, 10 years ago, this Tommy Wiseau guy. He makes this horrible, horrible movie. It's so bad. It's like laugh. It's become a cult classic. I've seen it 5 times because it's so horrible. So Seth Rogen and James Franco, they're fans of this movie, even though it's horrible. And I guess one of the guys on the movie, Greg Sestero or something,
yeah.
He wrote a book about the experience. And so this movie, The Disaster Artist, is based on this book about the making of The Room, which is such a strange... Like a movie that really, like, I only heard about it 6 months ago from my kids were freaking out over it. But it's been around forever, and these guys are...
Here's the weird thing about this.
What?
So Entourage was a hit TV show.
Mm-hmm. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. People were frothing for the movie.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fans of Entourage were like...
Couldn't wait.
If you make a movie, we will come. And that movie
missed
flopped.
The show. You know what, though? I liked the movie.
I know, but that's
fine with it.
I liked the movie.
It's just weird that this is nowhere near that kind of social penetration.
I totally agree.
And
you have to explain it to everyone that you bring up, this movie.
I just really don't know how that like this is a like not even a vanity project. It's just they must just have money to burn.
Well, so here's the thing. I need to talk to you, Zed, about a little bit more. But James Franco and Dave Franco are coming to town, and the studio called me yesterday and said, "Do you want the interview?"
Oh yeah, you want the interview.
I do, but they were going to come in studio, but they come. It would have been December 1st.
And we're busy December 1st.
Oh, is that our big day?
So,
well, could they come by one of our
broadcasts?
One of our broadcasts?
Which one? The best one in Los Gatos?
Or the second best one in Marin?
Yeah. Team B in Marin.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going on air with it.
Many people ask me, what are we doing this year?
I know.
We'll talk about it.
There it is.
We're changing it up this year because of everything that's happening in the North Bay.
Right.
It felt like that was a more important thing to be holding our hand out for.
It's a better ask, for sure.
We're going to go on air with it tomorrow.
Okay.
And with all the details, we had to firm up with the charity.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Well, you want the money to go to the right places.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, could they come by? So you're in Los Gatos.
The answer is no. I'm going to come back here and get an interview. Well, it just seems like all the interviews are in San Francisco.
It would be pretty tough for them to, you know, that would be a mob scene if they showed up somewhere.
Yeah. Where are you going to be?
Marin.
Oh, why can't they go there?
Because they're doing all the interviews are here.
Yeah.
I want you to do some research and watch his show, The Deuce, James Franco.
Oh.
So good.
Is it?
It's on HBO.
I hear it's really pornographic.
It's about the porno industry.
I don't want it to affect me in a bad way.
No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
Really,
oh, really?
Mandingo.
He's a good guy. He actually plays twin brothers in it. He plays two parts. Yeah. So there's one of the brothers is a great guy. The other guy is kind of a scum bag. He's really good.
One of my Instagram friends was telling me how like raunchy it gets.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I like it.
Can't be any worse than your favorite porn star.
That's true. He's pretty raunchy, Human.
You sure about that?
Yeah, just watch a couple of episodes of it because it's getting great reviews. Yeah. I mean, people love
it. Fantastic. John walks in the room the other day and, you know, stuff is happening. He's like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, "Oh, it's the show The Deuce." He thought I was watching something else.
Hardcore porn.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So they're going to talk about the disaster artist?
Yeah. So I love Dave Franco. I think he's just such a good actor. I mean, he hasn't quite broken out like his brother.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of his brother and I probably have seen him in something.
On a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The Neighbors, he was in.
Yeah. Remember that?
I didn't see Neighbors.
You didn't see Neighbors?
No.
With Seth Rogen?
He did the movie with that other boy about the wedding.
Was he in that? I know which one you're talking about. He was.
Hold on.
He's in The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
22 Jump Street, 21 Jump Street, Warm Bodies. Did you see that?
No.
I know which one you're talking about. So-and-so need wedding dates. Right?
Yes, that.
He's in that?
Yeah.
What is he in that? I saw that. Who is he?
He's one of the two boys.
I don't think
he is.
No,
he's not.
I think you're getting him mixed up with that other really good-looking dude.
Oh, Miles Teller?
No. What's the guy's name? Hold on. I'll tell you in 2 seconds. It's Zac Efron. You're getting him mixed up with Zac Efron.
Oh, is that who? Okay.
Right?
I think you are. But he is in Neighbors.
Yeah, he is in Neighbors.
Well, anyway, you're going to get to interview him. That's great news.
Well, I guess I see that.
Okay. Yeah. Zed needs to approve.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, he's been in a lot of stuff. He was in Milk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hmm. Quietly following in his louder brother James Franco's footsteps.
And,
I'm sure he would hate to hear
that. Are
they
from Palo Alto?
Yeah, so they're local boys. The woman that set up the interview, who works for the movie studio, said, "You know, Dave was 1 year below me in high school. We went to the same high school together." I'm like, "Really?"
Oh.
I'm like, "Do you think
did you do that to her?"
I'm like, "Do you think he'll remember you? Did you guys talk?" She goes, "No, he has no idea who I am." I said, "Are you going to remind him? Because you're going to be with him all day. You're the handler all day." She goes, "Probably not."
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, like, she's going to be able to refrain from saying something.
I know, and I feel like people do remember people that were in their high school. I mean, you're just a dumb high school kid, like in a fishbowl. I mean, you definitely know who those people are. Right. Like, even if you can't pull their names, like, you would go, oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think Tom Brady
I don't know. There
me.
Are kids who are masterful at being invisible in high school.
That
they
is
are
true.
Really good at it. And one of the reasons is because they ditch the whole time. Right. They just never come.
Just make it through high school, kids. Believe me, life is so much better after high school. All right, it's 6:05, so we should probably do this. Mm-hmm. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's that Rachel Platten song we were trying to play earlier.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.